So, and of course, there's a lot of people who say that if we follow the precautionary principle, we'd still be
Living in caves.
living in caves,
Yeah.
usual
Yeah.
ridiculous arguments. But at any
But,
rate, European Union's done it for years.
yeah. Or
And we've
pe
done it in this country,
yeah. So right
in
now they're
certain
saying we
areas.
can't live without gas. We can't live without oil. Well, we
Yeah,
have
so
oil.
the precautionary principle is at the pretty much at the basis of everything because you can't get away from it. I mean, it's what you do.
Yeah. And you have to remember too that the wells that were dug or drilled here, some of them, most of them were in the country, and now all of that development's going to be.
Yeah, they're all, yeah. Well, that's the point that we're going to make,
That's the biggest
why they
point
need to
of
know
all.
which ones can be redrilled, because
Yeah.
today's low priorities wells can be tomorrow's high priority.
That's a new factor there
Yeah.
that they're not factoring in. They're going by the old laws. So they have to factor in the people now. They're
Yeah.
not factoring in the people.
Well, they're not factoring in the future, period.
So essentially, if I were to sum down your philosophy into like one statement, it would be involving government in assessing the precautionary principle for the public.
Definitely.
Right,
Yeah.
because when the government gets involved, things move. The reason I'm so positive too is because of the moonshot in the 60s. My dad worked for NASA, and they were given a goal, and they accomplished the goal. And it was just so amazing that they did that. And I believe that we can do that with the environment if we just let people work and do it in a positive way. Not do it in closed door meetings or just with industry, but get everybody at the table and saying there's a way to do this without hurting the environment or people.